Now the story of a woman who went from Girl Scout brownie to rocket scientist. She's also the current CEO of the Girl Scouts. Sylvia Acevedo has a new book out this week about her life called Path to the Stars. It's written in both Spanish and English, and she spoke about it here in Washington with some of the Girl Scouts' young members, and they came prepared. NPR's Alyssa Nadworny was there.
How did you become the CEO of Girl Scouts?
What were some struggles you faced working as a woman in a mostly male-dominated field?
What was your favorite part of being a rocket scientist?
That last question, it's one of Sylvia Acevedo's favorites. She answers it like it's the best question she's ever been asked.
You got to wonder, because your job was like looking at the universe and thinking as big of a thought as you could.
I'm Nova. I'm a senior in high school. And my question is, have you ever experienced discrimination for your ethnicity?
For that answer, Acevedo tells the story of her first meeting with her high school counselor.
When she looked at me, she saw a female, but she saw, you know, a Hispanic girl. And so she said, girls like you don't go to college. But you know what? I showed her. You earn your seat at the table. And when you're there, don't let anyone say you don't belong there. Don't let anyone do that to you.
Sylvia Acevedo never did. She grew up on a dirt road in Las Cruces, New Mexico.
My family, we lived in poverty or near poverty. We lived paycheck to paycheck.
In elementary school, Acevedo joined a Brownie Girl Scout troop. One day, on a camping trip,
my troop leader saw me looking at the stars, and I didn't know that there were planets. I didn't know that there were constellations.
Her troop leader pointed out the Big Dipper, then the Little Dipper. Young Sylvia was fascinated.
Later, when we were earning my badges, she remembered that. And she said, why don't you earn your science badge?
Acevedo says this experience hooked her on math and science in a big way. She went on to get her master's in engineering from Stanford, then became a rocket scientist with NASA. And 2 years ago, she was picked to head Girl Scouts. She looks around this room, filled with Girl Scouts in vests and sashes, filled with colorful badges.
Girl Scouts helps give you those skills, that courage, that confidence, and when people tell you you can't do it, you can.
Despite the excitement in this room, Girl Scouts membership has been declining. Today there are 1.8 million girls, down about a million since 2003. And that comes at a time when the Boy Scouts are now letting girls join. But Acevedo says she's not worried about all that.
We know how girls learn and lead. We're the experts in that.
She points to successful Girl Scouts who are now grown up. Congresswomen, secretaries of state, astronauts, even Meghan Markle, who married into British royalty. I ask Acevedo about the perception that Girl Scouts is just about selling cookies.
You know, we're incredibly proud of our cookie program. It really is the best entrepreneurial program for girls, and it's an amazing financial literacy program.
But it's much more than cookies, she says. In the last few years, they've awarded more science and math badges than in the entire history of the organization.
We are helping girls learn about cybersecurity. We're helping them learn about coding, programming.
It's part of their push to reach more girls and remain relevant. That's one of the reasons Acevedo published her new memoir in English and Spanish.
I wanted to make sure that girls whose families spoke Spanish would be able to understand the advantages that Girl Scouts gives them.
After the Q&A, a young girl named Amanda Santiago wants a photo with Acevedo.
You inspire me.
Oh, thank you. Well, you inspire me. This is why I do my job, because of you.
Amanda is a junior Girl Scout who dreams of becoming an astronaut. Acevedo, she says, is her hero.
I like that she broke barriers and proved to people that girls can do anything.
Amanda says she'll be thinking about this moment when she starts her next series of badges about energy and recycling. Alyssa Nadworny, NPR News.